礼节美语。
陈豪在北京的 ABC 美国公司工作，他中午去吃饭，正好遇到美国同事 Amy。
Amy， 你去吃饭吗？
As a matter of fact, I am.
我准备到楼下商店随便买个汉堡，一起去吧。
OK, I'm looking for a quick bite myself. I'd be delighted to join you.
而且我刚好有个问题要请教你。
What is it?
现在啊，很多人都在隔间里工作，我记得你告诉过我，工作的时候应该尽量不要影响到别人。
Right. We have discussed keeping your voice down in your cubicle, not using a speakerphone or holding a meeting in your cube.
对，除了声音不要太大以外，还有不要吃味道特别重的食物。不过 Amy 啊，我最近注意到了另外一个问题。
I'm interested to hear what it is.
主要是个人对工作隔间的装饰。I call it cubicle decor.
Here we are at the sandwich shop. Let's get seated and then continue our conversation. So Chen Hao, you were talking about cubicle decor. What do you mean?
有的人的隔间啊很整齐，没有任何私人物品，但有的人啊看上去好像是把家都搬来了。
Can you be more specific?
他们的工作间里啊到处是家人的照片、小装饰品、孩子的手工艺品、出去旅游买的纪念品，还有各种奖状。
That bothers you?
我觉得有点过分。
Well, I agree with you. People need to add a personal touch to their office or cubicle without overdoing it.
我觉得应该定个规矩，一律不许用私人物品来装饰办公室。
I disagree.Putting personal touches around your desk reveals a dimension of your personality to your coworkers and associates. It's as important as small talk in the office.
这么说也有道理。其实啊，我就挺喜欢看同事们桌子上的照片的。但是你不觉得应该适当控制一下吗？
People need to understand the limits of how much memorabilia to display, as well as what is appropriate.
那你觉得什么样的限制比较合理呢？
Keep the number of family photos to one or two, no more than 5 by 7 inches each. Display a favorite art piece, knick-knack, or plaque that expresses a personal philosophy, but not a collection.
你的意思是可以放一两张5×7的照片，外加一件小装饰品。还有的同事啊，喜欢在办公室里养花，你觉得这合适吗？
It's okay to add a live plant or two. The bottom line is to make your work area represent you without diminishing your professionalism.